yes, indeed. I told you. The story of my life. That's the Shylights. And for goodness sake, if you see her anywhere around town, will you give her a shout and tell her I'm waiting here patiently for her? Oh, this is crazy, isn't it? Absolutely unbelievable. Right, I'd like to say hello now to Dennis Murphy. Dennis, all the gang were asking for you, and I hope that you get well real soon. As simple as that, Dennis. Hope that you will get well real soon.
For all the love she gave you.
They decided to put that in, by the way, when I come to the end of that record, for all the love she gave me, and then she left me all on my own. But we'll move on with the music on this lovely sunny Friday evening. If you are going out tonight, love to hear from you. By the way, I had a funny phone call a few minutes ago from a certain young lady. I'll tell you all about that funny experience in a couple of seconds from now. As a matter of fact, after this one from Paul, Linda and the gang. They're commonly known as Wings. I was going to say Queen. By the way, if you are going out tonight, we wish you the very best. Don't forget to take us with you, no matter where you go, north, south, east or west. All the gang, love to be with you here on Big C, Capital Radio. My name is Pete Young, if you just tuned in for the first time. Hope you hadn't a hard day at work. Take things nice and easy, for God's sake, have a really good time tonight.
Don't get too tired.
Time tonight. I won't tell you what that lady said to me till after the next one, by the way. I'm going to include some dedications before I play the next one. Reason being, there's somebody on the line and they haven't got that much time to spare, so I'll get straight into it. I'd like to say hello to four people, as a matter of fact. I'd like to say hello to Veronica O'Mahony. Hello, Veronica. And to John Mulhalley. The two of them. As a matter of fact, they're going with one another. Isn't it a shame? Two of them are going with one another, really. Honest to goodness they are. And also for Patrice O'Connor, who was on the phone to me. Hello, Patrice. But she's going with Michael Reardon, you see. And the four of them are great buddies, you see, and they're a great gang, and they're all madly in love with one another. They don't love me at all, they said. I asked them why, and they said, no, just don't love you. I said, why? You weren't in the Arcadia Wednesday night, were you? And they said, no. Don't know why they weren't in the Arcadia. I said, why? No, no, don't tell me. Don't say it, please. But let's have a good time tonight. By the way, I'd like to send out dedications to everybody. That's you I'm talking about. Nice to have the pleasure of your company, and I hope that you'll stay with me right through here on Capital Radio till 8. And at 8 o'clock, we've got a surprise for you, because we have John Rice taking over in Studio 2. That's the old studio, you see. They gave me the privilege of doing the new studio tonight, and it's really absolutely fantastic. I'm going to go with the music, and this is for all aforementioned from Gigi, Gloria Gaynor, Surviving.
I was petrified, kept thinking I could never live without you by my side.
Dory Gaynor and a song called I Will Survive. Certainly hope you will survive the weekend if you are going away. If you're not going away, don't worry, because I'm not either. Two of us can get together and have a glass of champagne or a glass of coffee or whatever else you might want. Glass of coffee, yes indeed. You ever drink coffee out of a glass? I did, you know. It's crazy. I know I'm crazy too. Right, I want to give out another announcement that I gave out earlier on in the, this very start of the show. Do beg your pardon, getting slightly tongue-twisted here, you see, inside the studio. 2-1, very brand new one too. But this young lady lost her holiday money, the blood bank. She works at the blood bank. I don't think I have any more details about this, have I? Just glancing around the place there now. I don't think I have, but she lost it, actually. It's a wallet containing her holiday money. Now, she's really looking forward to going away on this holiday, because she's worked 10 months a year and she feels she deserves a break. So I'm sure she does indeed, and my condolences to her. I know exactly how you feel, because I lost mine last year and it meant that I couldn't go away. But if you have found some money in town, and if by some chance it is this young lady's holiday money, would you please, and I really mean this, could you please give her a buzz, and she'd love to hear from you at 293742. That's 293742, or indeed contact me here, and I'm sure she'd love to hear from you. And I really do hope more than anything else in the world that indeed somebody found her money and hands it back to her. Right, this is Capital Radio on 1312 kilohertz. I'm telling you, that's a mouthful, isn't it, for anybody at all? That's 233 metres on the medium wave band. My name is Pete Young. So nice to have the pleasure of your company on this Friday evening, sunny and all as it is. I'm with you. And I was on the phone to a young lady about 10 minutes ago, and her name is Joss. That's all I'll give you, actually. But Joss on the phone to me, she said, I used to listen to you on another station years ago. Thanks, Joss. But at the moment, and by the way, Joss used to always listen to me in the bat of a Friday night when she used to, before she goes out, you see. Well, at the moment, Joss is inside in the bat, and she's scrubbing her back, you see, and washing her hair. And after she comes out of the bat, she runs down to the shower, and she has a shower, you see. And after the shower, then she hops back into the bat again to make sure all the dirt is off her. if indeed there is any little bit of bacteria at all on her lovely body. But we want to say, best wishes to you, and nice to hear from you, Joss. I know you, because I received about 4 or 5 letters from you when I was working with some other crowd, but it's so nice to hear from you on the phone. You've got a lovely voice, and for God's sake, is there any chance that you might scrub my back for me one these days? Oh, we've only got, 32 minutes of the show left. Let's move on with the music. This is Andy Gibbs, special for you, Joss. Don't scrub too hard. Everlasting love.
I've been here on your line, watching your crying game. You were the heaven in my lonely world, and he was your sun and your rain. I was losing you before I ever held it tight, before you ever held me in your arms. And I will make you blue. Maybe an everlasting love will do.
Johnny Collins, Maisie Collins, Connor Brett, Goofy, Inti, Paul Lynch, and to Connie as well. Hello to you. Thanks very much for phoning us up. That was Andy Gibb and Everlasting Love, and that's what we've got for you here on Capital Radio. Don't forget 505-681. Love to hear from somebody in the outside the Cork area. That's outside the Cork area. Just give me a buzz at 021-505-681. That's 021-505-681. Especially for all you aforementioned. Here's the Rubettes. And baby, guess what? I know.
You call me to tell me goodbye. I told you that I was some other guy. You said that you'd phone when he got home. You told me to tell him that you called. Now you don't have to tell me goodbye. You don't have to hear me cry. You don't have to tell me to go.
I'd hurt you before. I knew it for sure. You'd get me for being unkind. Now you don't have to tell me goodbye. You don't have to hear me cry. And you don't have to tell
for you going back in time.
Baby,
that's the name of the single. One more time, gang.
I
24 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock and
baby,
I know that you're in tune with the Big C. And I know I'd love to hear from you as well. On the phone to an absolutely gorgeous young lady at the moment. Her name is Breed. Hello, Breed O'Regan. She's 18 on Sunday, would you believe it? Yes, indeed. And what is she doing? I asked her on Sunday. Well, she's off to Killarney. Isn't she lucky devil? And I said, is there any chance you might bring me along? You see, I'm looking for somebody to bring me away for the weekend. Anybody tall out there would love to bring me away. I'd love to go with you. There's just no one to bring me away, you see. But Breed would like me to say hello to all the Sheehans and to all the O'Regans out there in Ballinahina. Thank you very much indeed, Breed, for being so nice to me on the phone. And all I want to know, well, I don't know what we'll do for the next 24 minutes, is that would anyone bring me away for the weekend? If they would you ever give me a buzz, for God's sake? I'd love to go with you. For you, we're going to go back in time, back to the super sound from the Kenny, and my number, don't forget, is 505-681.
Julie!
I like that one. I hope you like it as well. That's from Kenny, Going Back in Time, a song all about Julianne. Right, I've got a very important message to go out now over the air, and I better be very nice about it, and I hope I am being very nice about it. Yes, it concerns a certain gentleman in the studio. We call him actually Blondie, you know, Debbie Harry, but actually it's not Debbie Harry. It's Peter James I'm talking about, a gentleman who was on this morning. Very nice show, Peter, if you're listening in at the moment. But he was supposed to meet a gentleman tonight at 7:30 inside in the Well Bar. Now, you see, if you, by any chance, if they have the radio on in the Well Bar, or indeed, I know all the people inside in the Well, know them well, that's my local, by the way, but if anybody is listening in the Well Bar, or indeed anyone inside in the house, Nico, or indeed Paul, would they ever tell that gentleman that was supposed to meet Peter James at 7:30 to ring me here, please, at the studio? Please give me a buzz. The gentleman that was supposed to meet, none other than Mr. Peter James, I would pass on a little message to you. Now, I know your name, and you should know me, so we'll talk a little bit, and I'll give you a certain phone number, okay? So the gentleman that was supposed to meet Peter James at 7:30 inside in the Well, would he ever give me a buzz here, please, at the studio? My phone number is 505-681. That's 505-681. And as I say that most diplomatically, the music just fades into me. That's a nice way of putting it, isn't it? How are you keeping, by the way, on this lovely evening? Hope that you're feeling in good form, just the same way as I am. To all the guys listening at the moment, this is especially for you from Elton John. But once again, that gentleman, would you ever give me a buzz, please? I think his name is Alan. Love to hear from you at 505-681. That's 505-681. And if you wouldn't mind, would you mind not phoning for a while, the other people? Elton John and Song for Guy. Now, we'd like to say a special dedication going out now to Michael and Dave, who were on the phone to me. Thanks very much, indeed, for giving us a buzz. Love to hear from you. It's now coming up to 16 minutes to the hour of 8 o'clock. The phone inside in the Well Bar seems to be continuously engaged. So if Nico is listening at the moment, would you ever get that gentleman to give me a buzz at the studio, please? Love to hear from him. Meanwhile, let me go on with a former record of the week that I had there a few months ago. From a group called Sister Sledge. Great group they are too, by the way. All about dancing, and don't forget Wednesday night is Capital Night in the Arcadia Ballroom from 9 until 1 o'clock in the morning. The Greatest Dancer goes like this.
She's the greatest dancer, was cruising with my favorite gang. The place was so boring, filled with out of towners touring. I knew that it wasn't my thing. I really wasn't caring, but I felt my eyes staring at a guy who stuck out in the crowd. He had the kind of body that would shame Adonis, and a face that would make any man proud. Oh, what's wow? He's the greatest that I've ever. Oh, what's wow? Oh, what's wow? He's the greatest that I've ever. Oh, what's wow? The champion of dance, his moves will put you in a trance, and he never leaves the disco alone. But not complete. As a man, he's complete. My creme de la creme, please take me home. He wears the finest clothes, the best designers heaven knows. Ooh, from his head down to his toes. Hawthorn, Gucci, Iarucci. He looks like a seer. That man is dressed to kill. Oh, what's wow? He's the greatest that.
Sound of Sister Sledge, and I wonder why. He's the greatest dancer. We're talking about a certain gentleman, by the way, and his name is, guess what? It's John McGrath.
Oh, wow. He's the greatest.
Why, you may well indeed ask me, and you'd be right in asking me, who is John McGrath? Well, John McGrath actually is 14 years of age today. John, congratulations, old son. You're getting old like myself. You've just another 7 years and you'll be just my age as well, and you'll be, all of a sudden you feel the grey hairs just creeping around your small sideburns, and you start to get small. You think you begin to bend at 21 years of age, but John, you've a long ways to go. You've another 7 years before that happens to you, but we want to send our best wishes to you, John. You're a nice young gentleman, so I'm led to believe, and I believe you're always laughing and smiling and having a great time, but who really sent in the request is from your mam and dad and all the McGrath family asking for you, and they want me to play something special for you. But before I do that, may I, if you don't mind, I'd like to read out the top 10 crazy records, okay? Listen to this. I think you might enjoy it. Tony Clark made it up, by the way. At number 10 this week on Tony Clark's top crazy 10 records are You Like My Fire by Maguire and Patterson. Number 9, Take a Chance on Me, Jack Lynch and Feel and Fall. Number 8, Don't Go Breaking My Heart by Liz Taylor and Richard Burton, or Facet Majors and your man Lee Majors. And number 7, The Runaway by Eamon Coughlin. At number 6, Forever in Blue Jeans by Rickenbacker and Mr. Wrangler. At number 5, Wanted by Ronald Biggs of The Train Robbery. At number 4, It's the Lone Ranger by our good friends the Garda Síochána Male Voice Choir. At number 3, It's Your Life with Eamon Andrews. And number 2 this week, I Don't Like Mondays by the group called The Hangovers. And this week's number 1 in the top crazy 10 records is You Light Up My Life, Sometimes by the ESB. Hope you like that one, John. And we're wishing you all best wishes. More of the gang here on Capital Radio. Say hello, gang. See, they can't hear me because I'm inside a new studio this evening. No one here, only me and the telephone number at 505-681. The last 12 minutes of my show.
I cried a tear. You wiped it dry. I was confused. You cleared my mind. I sold my soul, you bought it back for me, and held me up, and gave me dignity, somehow you needed me, you gave me
especially for John McGrath, who's celebrating 14 years of wonderful, happy life. And we're glad to say it. That was Anne Murray. And a song called You Needed Me. Indeed, we do need you each and every day, 7 days a week. Well, I've just got a few more minutes left in the show, and then I'll be heading off. And, well, nothing strange or exciting happening for me. Back to, down to a friend's house for the weekend. But I'm not going anywhere strange or exciting. I wish to God I was, though. But right, we've got some dedications. I'd like to say hello to a very nice young lady on the phone. And her name is Ursula. And she'd like me to say hello to Aidan Nevin. And Aidan, would you believe it, his birthday is today. And what's he doing on his birthday? Well, some people have it this way, some people have it that way, but he's doing it the right way. As a matter of fact, he's cleaning windows. And lots of love goes out to you, Aidan, from two very beautiful young ladies, Ursula and Carol. I hope you like this one from Dean Friedman, Going Back in Time. All slow ones on this evening programme. Must be getting romantic myself. Must be the weather. Must be. Let's blame the weather anyway. From Dean Friedman, this golden sound called You Can Thank Your Lucky Stars at Capital Radio is with you 7 days a week. Oh, nice.
What are you crazy? You just said
I was talking to myself. Shut the door and come to bed.
By the way, I forgot to say, your endearing mother called today.
Did you see Lisa?
Yes, I saw Lisa.
Is that why you're angry?
I wasn't angry.
Maybe a little.
Not even maybe.
Must be the weather.
Now don't be a baby.
Well, how am I supposed to feel with all the things you don't reveal? And you can thank your lucky stars that we're not as smart as we'd like to think we are.
What are you saying?
Do you still want her?
Baby, stop playing.
Really, I mean it. Can you forget her?
Baby, now stop it. You should know better. I know this is hard to do, but there's no one for me but you. And you can thank your lucky stars that we're not as smart as we'd like to think we are.
What we do is we include that one again on Monday. Unfortunately, we're cut for time. We're trying to get to some nice records as well. I'd like to say hello to two young ladies who were just on the phone to me. Hello to you, Burr, and to you, Maeve. Hope you enjoy the music. And they promised me faithfully, well, I think Burr promised me faithfully that she'd be inside the Arcadia on next Wednesday night. And what is Wednesday night? Now, I keep on telling you about it because I'm afraid you'll miss out. You see, everyone is going to be there as usual. And we really had a fantastic night last Wednesday night. And I'd like the opportunity of meeting as many people as I can. That's one of the nicest things about walking in radio. And if the person on the line could hold on for a second, I'll be with them. But the nicest thing about the Arcadia Ballroom is that we meet everybody. All the DJs are there, and you can meet some fella. You know, you can have a great old dance. We love dancing with all of you. And well, I hope we get the opportunity next Wednesday night. Right, now we go with the music. And what else have we got for you? Well, we just want to tell you that I wonder, is John Rice in the old studio? You see, I'm in the new studio tonight, in case you just tuned in. And it's nice and cozy, nice and small indeed. And John, are you there? No. He's not there yet, unfortunately. Well, I wish no one comes into me at all when I'm inside here in this new place. That's the only thing about it. Right, will we have some music then? Indeed we will. This is Tina Charles. A few more to go and then I'm heading off. What about you, Tina? Are you going away? Oh, she says she's going away anyway. Lots of good fun here on Capital Radio, 233 metres on the medium wave band. You're in tune with the Pete Young Friday Show, with you Monday right through till Friday.
Someone taught me how to dance.
Lily Charles. That's what she told me. Dance, Lily, dance. Right. I'm sorry, I have some bad news for you right now. Are you ready for this? I've got bad news for you. I'm with you for another half an hour of good music on the Pete Young Show on this Friday evening. Right, what we do actually, what we did last Wednesday night, I was with you for an extra half an hour as well, is we got people to phone up and let me know what is the most outrageous thing you'd like to do in the world. Now, we'd love to hear from you. All right, we're leaving the phones open now, so you can give me a buzz and let me know what is the most outrageous thing you'd like to do to me, or indeed to anyone, or any other of the DJs here at Big C, Capital Radio. My number is 505-681. That's 505-681. And I'm here to take your calls right through between now and 8:30. The question I'm going to ask you to do is, what is the most outrageous thing in the world you'd like to do? We'll have a bit of a laugh, and we'll see how it goes. And I'll play dedication for you as well. Or if you'd like to remain anonymous, well, you can remain anonymous as well. How about this one from the Bee Gees? It's called Tragedy.